Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Out and touch you.
Yes,
no, you're in our midst.
Yes,
you have
Lord.
Promised, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have promised. You are here. Lord, we look to you. We pray that you would help us.
Yes,
you'd remove all distractions, all burdens, all cares, Lord, that would keep us from seeing you, from touching you, from receiving from you tonight. So, Lord, we come. We come in faith. We come to a God, Lord, who has all that we need.
Yes.
So, Lord, as we reach out in faith, we pray that your power would flow, Lord, and we would have all that we need tonight.
Jesus.
We receive, Lord. We receive.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Number 8 in the white hymnal. Number 8.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise for he is Lord, he is Lord, he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every
nature. I was a lover of nature before I got saved. I used to go around with my camera and take pictures and stuff like that. And I found the Lord, and I used to testify how the beauty of nature was surpassed by the love of the Lord. And he'd be in the background telling somebody there wasn't even a tree on his block. What are you talking about, nature? He was right. One time I was walking down the block and I turned around, and when I turned again, I hit a street sign and it rang. And I've loved country music ever since. But anyhow, when I found the Lord, I truly found the lover of my soul. I found in whom my soul
longed. Oh, Jesus.
I held him and would not let go of him. I could truly say, Jesus took control of my life, gave me purpose and focus in life, a reason to live, an abundant life he has given.
Hallelujah.
And I feel that he has more for us, more of knowing him. And we need to be a people that seek him. And I'm so thankful for these opportunities he gives us to draw nigh unto God. Because he's waiting at the door. We often quote that verse, but it's a reality. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will open unto him. I will come in and open unto me. I will come in and sup with him. And he will be. The Lord is wanting to meet with us. He's wanting to be a lover of our soul and satisfier of all our being.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for that. That we can know him in this way. And that's why the Apostle Paul cried, "Oh, that I might know." He cried that. He didn't just say it. He longed to know Jesus. And the Lord wants to put that cry in all of our hearts too. "Oh, that we might know."
Yes, yes. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so, for Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Yes, the precious Jesus. Precious Jesus, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus, Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Our Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise you, we praise you. A special song tonight. Many of you it might be familiar, but if it's not, you'd like to get the depth of the words and the message that they're playing. It's number 75. Don't let that distract you from the moment. But number 75, "The Spirit of God Descend." Thank you. spirits.
That song, it's a prayer. Teach me, Lord, teach us. Spirit of God, you are our teacher. As we consider these last verses in Jonah tonight, and there are many lessons for us to glean, we pray that your Spirit would be at work in our hearts, Lord, to teach us. As we've prayed through this week, you know where we sit, Lord. You know my need. You know my lack. You know what I need to hear by your Spirit. You know what lessons need to work in my heart. And so, Lord, I pray that as we consider the end of this story, that you would just work and teach tonight each individual, that we would not miss what you want us to hear, what you want us to learn. Lord, you'll be faithful to do this.
Yes.
So, Spirit of God, would you descend now upon each heart?
Yes.
Would you prepare us to receive, that this seed would fall on good soil, bring forth fruit? For your name's sake, we pray. Amen.